Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. On the 9th of November 1989, the Berlin Wall fell. At the end of the Second World War, Germany was split between four powers: Britain, America, France, and the Soviet Union. The Western powers of America, Britain, and France controlled West Germany. Soviet Union controlled East Germany. Berlin, however, fell into the East Germany, Soviet Union controlled area. But Berlin was split between the West and the East, therefore fell under different controlling powers. By 1945, the competing superpowers of the United States and the Soviet Union were beginning what we would be referred to as the Cold War, with each of them wanting to exert their power on the post-World War world. 1949 saw the official splitting of the country of Germany into West and East. In 1952, the East German government closed the border to West Germany, but in Berlin it remained open. In 1961, there were rumours circulating that a hard border would be put in Berlin city, preventing those from East Berlin to travel into West Berlin. Overnight, between the 12th and 13th of August 1961, barbed wire was put up along the border and crossing points closed. Families and neighbourhoods were literally divided overnight. That barbed wire barricade would eventually become a concrete fortified structure. The Berlin Wall was in fact two walls, not one, two walls running parallel to each other with a space in between. It ran for 96 miles and stood at a height of 13 feet. The walls were heavily guarded, and that strip of land in between the two walls was known as the Death Strip. The East German Guard kept heavy surveillance over the wall and were authorised to shoot and kill anyone trying to escape to West Berlin. The wall was lined with 302 watchtowers and 100 people were shot trying to cross the border in its 28-year existence. By 1989, the Cold War was coming to an end, and the Soviet administration under Mikhail Gorbachev was putting pressure on the East German authorities to relax some of their restrictions about travelling into West Germany. Early in the evening of the 9th of November, the East German Politburo media spokesman Günter Schabowski made a statement about new regulations which would allow citizens to travel to the West, and he said they would come into effect immediately. Journalists took him at his word, and the message got out to West Germans and East Germans, and by 10:30 p.m. thousands of people had gathered, most of them at the crossing at Bornholmer Strasse. But crowds quickly gathered at checkpoints all along the wall, and soon passport checks and any other checks for going in and out through the checkpoints were abandoned and people flowed freely through. Citizens celebrated, and 2 million people from East Berlin flowed into West Berlin in one weekend to join in the celebrations. One journalist described the scenes as the greatest street party in the history of the world. People used hammers and picks to knock away pieces of the wall. Soon after, the bulldozers moved in and the wall was removed. Almost a year later, on the 3rd of October 1990, the reunification of Germany was made official.